Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota of Brookhaven has been voted best new car dealership in Southwest Mississippi 4 years in a row. Come see the difference. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota of Brookhaven, we deliver.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What?
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Good morning. Welcome to the Handyman Show right here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Slowick. Going to be here until 12 o'clock making all kinds of noise on the radio about taking care of your home and fixing it up. And got some great guests going to be on today, talk about all things they do in their business. And we welcome your calls anytime at Super Talk here at the Build Mississippi Studios. At our text line is 601-879-4395, and we just love to get your text. We respond to them, and sometimes we read them out loud, sometimes we look at them, and who knows? We're going to be kind of busy, so our call-in line is 888-808-8637, and you're welcome to call in, but we're going to have a guest here in just a few minutes. We'll talk a little bit about what he's doing, but this is a program where we just try and take care of your home and do everything we can do, and we even try to, if you can imagine, take some people that really aren't well-versed in taking care of a home, and we'll kind of advise that as how that should be done and how that can be, it can turn into like a regular thing for you. And it should, because you've got to take care of your home or it will fall down around you. And believe me, there are plenty of houses around town that are falling down around people that they can actually see that happening. So you do have to take care of your home from time to time. And there's just so many things in maintaining a home that it just, you kind of need to be aware of. There are things that just really, I mean, wow, you know, winter's coming on and we need to get ready for the season. Well, how do we do that and what do we do? What do you mean get ready for the winter? I mean, I live in a house and it's supposed to be heated and air conditioned. Isn't that all I need to do? Not really. You need to stop all the air infiltration and water infiltration, and you have to put bibs on your outside faucets, bib covers, which are basically styrofoam. They're pretty easy. They fit on there pretty easily, and they actually slip on and slip off and tighten up very nicely, and they can be reused for years. After a while, they start decaying after about 5 years or so, but sooner or later, you'll see them. They're around, and you'll see them all the time. All right. This morning we're going to start with a guest right away, and we're going to talk with Tony Arpino with Atlas Foundation Repair. And Tony Arpino is on the line with us right now. Good morning, Tony. How are you today?
Very good, buddy, on this pretty day.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful day. It's a great day outside. A good day to go riding in your Cadillac somewhere.
Yeah, my two-door caddy, yeah.
There you go. Well, the fin's higher than heaven. That's the way it should be. Oh, well. Well, tell us about your business, Tony.
Well, we're in foundation repairs, you know, and then our claim to fame is trees. That's why we always want to follow your garden, Mama, listeners, and what trees, and I guess this time of year, and many, especially this year, is the dry soil. Dry soil can what I call bake away from the foundations,
sure,
of these brick homes,
yeah,
and let a corner drop. And I'm always trying to catch folks on their what I call worst corner. And if they're let's say 60 feet away from what I call their neighbor's trees, that'll dry the moisture from under a corner of the bricks. And that's what we're trying to focus on, get folks' worst situations with handheld equipment that two men can carry. What that means is no fences have to come down, no heavy concrete trucks in your driveway and things like that. Everything is hand carried.
Well, that's sort of unusual for foundation repair because generally it's a mess.
Right, and we're trying to get that vision out of folks' mind, and it's much sounder engineering wise.
Yes,
as I always say, we go to bridge builder depths without driving on the grass.
Uh huh.
And the joke is, if I'm not able to go those depths, how if I don't need to go those depths, how am I able to go to those depths? And with handheld equipment, and so we're trying to get way beneath the neighbor's tree influence and the seasons of the year, because sometimes in North Jackson, I've looked at some foundations and I'd say, I'd ask the homeowner, why does your brick crack keep opening and closing if you had your foundation repaired? Well, the joke is that the repair is moving when the building is moving. Well, what have you solved doing that?
Besides spending a lot of money, what have you done besides that?
Yeah, it's like, oh, the crack comes and goes. Well, I thought you had it repaired, the foundation supported. Well, it's the supports are moving. You know, It's like you haven't done anything.
Right.
You know, just like, you know, because they're in the same soil that's moving and shrinking and swelling. I call it a sponge. When the soil gets hydrated, and that I like to say every winter it goes less up. So the building right now, a corner may be sitting at its lowest point since we've had every bit of, you know, good four months worth of dry weather, you know. And so it's what I'm trying to get folks thinking. And it's a factory backup. So from a $1 billion company, we manufacture for the electric companies coast to coast. And so it's on the electrical grid. But
so when you do your work, it's really warranted.
It's a factory backup from a factory you can find.
Okay.
So let's say that you want to stay in your house in maybe 8 years. You want to sell. Well, why not sell something that matters, that's transferable, that a buyer could say, well, now this is a $1 billion company backing us up. This just isn't somebody in their pickup truck.
Right.
You know, we're trying to give somebody something that actually has some value and sound engineering.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned trees, that maybe your neighbor's tree can have roots under your home. There's really not a whole lot that can be done about that, is there?
But now, remember, to me, the roots do not go under the home. Okay. They'll hit the footing and turn.
Okay.
So I'm not used to them going under the footing, but I'm used to them, what I call, drying out the sponge.
I understand.
And
yes,
remember,
sir,
I was telling you about one in North Jackson I did near Madison. I couldn't get over that when we're actually putting gauge pressures on these soils,
uh-huh,
7 feet apart from each other, and it was night and day. The men actually thought they were hitting something in the ground because the soil was so hard from what it was 7 feet away.
Wow.
And yet the trees were influencing, and they brought to my attention why the gauge readings were so high. Well, the trees were agitating that soil right there.
Uh-huh.
And therefore, that's why the corner was dropping.
Right.
And remember, folks, as we're all maybe visiting camp houses and things, I can hand carry on the, what I call the lake side of a camp house, the low side. Most folks can't get their equipment in the backyard, where I can actually remove the wood planks on a wooden deck and carry everything on top of a wooden deck and lift a concrete slab. And yet still go to the depths we're talking about, bridge builder depths.
Sure. Yeah. So, in other words, with a lot less aggravation, you can do actually a better job and a job that's going to maintain and be there for a long time.
And even courtyards. Let's say you've got some beautiful wrought iron fences or fences, and you don't want all this heavy equipment. We can hand carry through the gate.
Right.
So it's not, you're not making a big mess. And and things like that. And buddy, let me do give you my 800 number.
Yeah, please, please.
800-256-1010. 800-256-1010. And then many times I can quote folks or mail them a quote off of the dimensions of a corner. Let's say the corner in question is 16 feet one way and 12 feet the other. I can actually pretty much plot that out. Usually I know the soil type everywhere from Horn Lake to Stone County. You know,
sure.
It's just like you're different soil types throughout the state.
Right.
And so because of projects I've done, and then I'm actually, as you joke, buddy, I'm actually on the job. I'm not supposed to be getting dirty, but I'm actually on the job.
Well, so, you know how important that is to me, that the principal himself or herself be on the job, because I don't. Might have the best workers in the world, but they're just going to do 100% better when you're there.
But we're trying to see things of why this is not, you know, what's causing it. You know,
yeah.
If there's some molding, normally I don't pay much attention to molding but like a storage room corners. Storage rooms are always what I call rocking away, but yet the framing will tie back into the main property.
Right.
Well, you'll get a pulling action before you know it. You've got a back door that's acting funny. Well, why is the back door acting funny? Because the storage room is pulling on it.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times folks, if they'll just look at the brickwork or the spacing between the molding and the vertical molding and the brickwork, as you and I would say, you know, the house will talk to you if you actually listen to it, you know.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that inspection is very important, and it's important that you know what you're looking for as well.
And, buddy, like on your side of the fence, I'm usually trying to get folks to look at the window closest to the corner.
Right.
Is the gap wider on one side of the window of the brick than on the other side of the window of the brick?
Yeah.
So, and then if you start saying, well, these two windows from that corner, you can see one is wider, has a wider gap than the other, or... a lot of times I used to joke with folks with bifold doors on the internal of a property, and I'd say, is the door closest to the brick lower? And they'd say, oh, I'm sure that's the carpenter. And I'd always say, yes, everybody gets the same carpenter. So and so the bricks, the bifold door will be lower, and you can see how when you close the bifold door, that one panel is lower, closest to the bricks.
Yeah, yeah. That's amazing stuff. But you do foundation repair statewide, free estimates. You'll be happy to look at a job. They can actually text you pictures of what needs to be done. And you believe that it's better to fix a foundation when you first see problems than it is to wait and see and have problems get worse.
Right. It'll start agitating the second room over.
So it's better to take care of them early.
I joke with folks who I quoted maybe years ago, and I say, I know it's the same address, but is it at the same house? Basically, before you needed four supports, now do you need six? You know, that type of thing. They think it's going to get better, and it doesn't get better.
Yeah.
It just pulls the additional room with it.
Yeah.
And so it's 'cause summertime, wintertime.
Yeah.
It'll get
it changes.
Let me give you that 800 one more
time. Yeah,
please
do. 800-256-1010.
800-256-1010.
That's Atlas Foundation Repair. Tony, I just thank you so much for the time you spend with us, and I hope you enjoy your day today, and have a great day. I appreciate your sponsorship of this program and your joining us and sharing that information with us, and I hope that your phone just lights up like crazy.
Thank you greatly, buddy.
Thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Tony Rapino, Atlas Foundation Repair. Give him a call. Believe me, there's just nobody better to fix your foundation than Atlas Foundation Repair. He will do the job and do it absolutely right. And you say, but foundation repair is expensive. not doing foundation repair or doing it the wrong way with the wrong type situation is not very profitable, believe me. It's a good way to lose some money. All right. Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. In the next segment, we're going to have Jerry Clark with Clark Remodeling and Repair going to be on board with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about fixing, repairing, and taking care of your house, and that's basically what he does, remodeling and repairing homes, and we'll talk a lot about that. Any questions you might have that would relate to that, hey, we'd love to hear from you on the text line or even on the call. Just get in touch with us and let us know what's going on. All right, let me tell you a little bit about Atlas. What am I talking about? I was talking about Revel Ace Hardware. Revel Ace Hardware, been around for a long time, Revel Ace, and they do a great job in the hardware. They can take care of any of your hardware needs, whether it be inside or outside. It doesn't matter. They have the hardware that you'll need at Revel Ace Hardware. Not only all the caulkings and paint and window panes and glass and screen wire and all the tools you need to apply everything, they've got it, and service is what they do best. Revel Ace Hardware, and in their, they have a power equipment center in Pearl next to their Revel Outdoor Power Equipment Center, is right next to their Revel Ace Hardware store. Very good company, Revel Ace Hardware. We appreciate their sponsorship of this Handyman Show, and you can go see my friends at Revel. They'll be happy to help you out any way that you might need it, any way that you can. Just once you walk in the door, Revel, that won't be just the last time. Believe me, you'll go back again and again and again. I know because I keep doing that. And that's because, why? Because it's the easiest place to get something I want quickly and get in and out, get what I want, and never have to go back a second time because it's always right the first time. Revel Ace Hardware, great people, great people. All right. Well, we've been busy. Lance, how are you today?
Oh, I am great, buddy. How are you doing?
Man, it's great to be on board.
Great weather.
Yeah.
Big football weekend.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Your dogs are going to win. Yeah. That's a guarantee. And it's not taking anything away from Alcorn, but State is going to have a fun day today, I imagine. And dogs are looking good.
The dogs are looking good. I didn't know how Alcorn was doing this year.
It wouldn't matter. I mean, you're going up against a much superior team. State's played well. They'll continue doing that today. So it'll be a good day for State.
You know, I'll be watching. All right. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My guest coming up next segment is Jerry Clark with Clark Remodeling and Repair. And don't you go away. We'll be right back.
When you listen to Super Talk Mississippi, you become part of a statewide community, a community of knowledgeable, engaged, enlightened, well-informed, hard-working men and women just like you, all eager to see the Magnolia State grow and prosper. There may be some disagreement on how to get there, but the goal remains the same, for each Mississippian to reach their American dream. Thanks for listening and being a part of the conversation on Super Talk Mississippi.
While most people are settling into their cubicles and sifting through their inboxes, others are busy building the foundation of the future. One brick, pipe, and electrical line at a time. The construction industry in Mississippi needs over 100,000 skilled tradespeople now. If you're looking for an in-demand, well-paying career, visit buildmississippi.com to discover rewarding careers in the trades. Buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting. Let's build it.
Friday night's just got...
Thank you.
Kale called Durango.
Durango.
I love this song. Yeah,
sounds good.
Keep it on.
I'm not going to step on it. I guess I'm supposed to, though.
Well, after a while, I will.
All right, Buddy Slork here with you at the Build Mississippi Studios here in Jackson. We've got Jerry Clark from Clark Remodeling and Repair on board. And good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Doing well, thank you.
Beautiful day today outside, and day to get out and maybe inspect your house. Not your house, because you probably do that, I would hope, on a regular basis.
I do.
Yeah, I do my house. Oh, gosh, sometimes I go, I got to get some of this done. I really do. And I do some every day, and then I say, well, that's enough today. Tomorrow's another day.
Especially this time of year. It's pretty hot out there to do a whole lot.
A lot of the people that I've been talking to in the same type industry that you're in, that whether it be yours is remodeling and repair, theirs maybe building and maybe foundation repair and maybe something. A lot of people are telling me, there's some pretty good bids. They're bidding a lot right now, but they're not getting a lot of bites on those bids. And I don't know if you're facing that or not.
I am.
I have myself. I've bet in the past 2 months I've probably bid probably at least a half a dozen window jobs and never heard a dime I've sent from them at all.
Well, I went through a phase where I wasn't getting anything. And then I went through a phase where I had bid, I think, 5 jobs in 1 week, and every one of those hit.
Yeah.
And now it's back. Nothing's happening again.
Well, so. The thing is, even though I went through a period of not getting a lot of those bids that I've sent out there, that I'm not going to drop my price. Because I can't stay in business, so I drop my price.
Exactly.
So you have to keep your price the same. To drop your business so you can get the business is not a workable situation.
No, all you're doing is taking and having money come in and money going out, and you're just working the money.
Yeah.
And it's just not. It's not worth it. Just not, because in our situation, if you don't make a profit,
right,
you're not going to be able to stay in business.
Exactly.
Because you have bills to pay. And it's just not the cycle is not going to work well.
Right, and yet a lot of people fall into that trap many times. It's as easy to do. I've seen it happen many times with many builders and particularly people who do remodeling type work.
In my younger years, I did a lot of jobs where I did that.
Yeah,
just to have that money flow.
Me too.
But it gets to a certain point that. It really breaks you. I mean, physically and mentally, it'll just break you down.
Yeah, I had remodeling and repair years and years ago. I was doing that kind of work, and I would get to the point where I would be talking to a customer, and actually, I don't know if it was sympathy or because I didn't want to be that high, or I just wanted to give them what would be a real good price, and I'd mark things up, but I wouldn't put the extra unknowns on there. I suffered a lot for that.
Yes, sir.
By not looking at it closely and not knowing, not factoring in Murphy's Law, which has to be factored in.
I've gotten to a point in here, probably most of this year.
Yeah.
Is that on jobs that I think are going to take more than a week, or even up to a week. I'll bring my lead man in and say, look, tell the customer, I said, I want him to look at this job also.
Sure.
Because there are some factors that I'm not sure of, and there may be things that I'm not seeing. And I think I just mentioned to you, I just saw, we went a few weeks ago, actually, and looked at a job. It was a master bathroom redo, and it's actually a log house.
Sure.
And I looked at it, and I'm thinking, well, yeah, we can do this, we can do that. And then my lead man came in, I wanted him to look at it, and he started pointing out things that just went right over my head. I didn't even look at them. And it's just one of those jobs that, the more you look at it, the more problems you see.
Yeah.
And there are probably going to be some unknown problems that pop up, and I just, you know, you learn what you can do and you learn what you cannot do. And there are some things that some people can do, and they might be out there, but it's not going to be me.
That's amazing that somebody with your experience, and I say that honestly because you've got a lot of experience doing a lot of things, and yet you would look at a job and say, I want somebody else to look at this. I want their opinion as well, to actually balance off your opinion with their opinion and realize that maybe you did miss something. But I don't think there's enough of that going on. There's too many people relying on their own judgment and their own saying, you know, I'm going to get this done. I can do it. And without his input on that log cabin, had you gone ahead and put in that shower, walk-in shower, you'd run into problems.
I would have run into a lot of problems.
It's great to have those people around in it.
Yeah, and I've kind of gotten to the point where I'm doing it more and more.
Yeah.
Because we're getting, you know, we always get calls on kitchens and bathrooms. And,
sure.
We do a lot of them.
Right.
But this one here was just, I didn't feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know, in my younger years, I would have said, okay, we're going to tackle this thing. You know, and we'll just say, you know, there are some factors here that we don't know of. It's probably going to, you know, be an extra charge, and I hate doing that. When I give a quote, I want to be able to stand by my quote.
Sure.
And with this one, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. A lot of questions lately about people who have sunrooms that have leak all the time between where the roof is attached to the actual sunroom itself. And some of the sunrooms are actually attached to the fascia board, and then a seal is put over that. And that is just going to fail anyway.
Yes, every one of them.
They're going to fail.
Everyone. I've not seen one that hasn't.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah. But that's something that... One, it can be repaired, but I'm not sure that's a permanent fix.
Right. A sunroom like that, there was a company here years ago, mm-hmm. and you probably know which one I'm talking about.
I do.
They're not here anymore. And that's all they would do. And they put up a lot of sunrooms, but they would do nothing but attach them to the fascia board. And it's going to fail.
Yeah,
and the only way to do it is actually the proper way, and you've got to go up into your roof line to actually attach it and make it look like it's part of the house,
right,
with its own roof.
So you end up scabbing into the roof rafters.
Yes.
And actually making your roof line up a little higher than the fascia board so that the roof would come down at an angle at that point in time. And that's easier and better to seal, and it can be sealed permanently.
Exactly, and it looks like it's all part of the home.
Yeah, which is anytime I believe, and I think you believe too, that anytime you're doing any kind of remodeling job at all, it's always supposed to look like it belongs.
Exactly.
I mean, to have something added on that doesn't look like it belongs, like how many carports and garages have you seen closed in with just the wrong kind of? They look like carports and garages that have been closed in.
Exactly.
They don't look like this part of the building at all.
Yeah.
And yet that should be part of the building. It should look like it's part of the building.
Yes, it should.
And I don't care. It shouldn't look like a carport or a garage that's closed in.
It just, to me, it devalues the home.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you do something like that.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, the fact of the matter is the homes appreciate, and they do appreciate, but having your carport done correctly where it looks like it's part of the home, it's going to appreciate more.
Exactly.
And then the house next door that maybe has the carport closed in that isn't there. So tell us a little bit about remodeling kitchens. I mean, how deep will you dive into remodeling a kitchen?
Well, last couple times I've been here and talked to you, we were working on my own kitchen at my home.
Oh.
And, you know, it's one of those we've been waiting to do it since we bought the home 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And finally, the timing was there, so we went ahead and just did it. This is probably, we did a lot of things that we normally don't have to do. But we took out a wall to open up the, from the kitchen to the eating area to the family room. You can see, you know, 40 feet now at least.
Was it a bearing wall?
Yes, it was.
So you had to put something up to
it? Yeah. We had to put put a beam up. And the rest of it, we just tore all the cabinets out, didn't leave anything. We took the whole thing back to the studs. So we changed where locations of most of the appliances were, except for one. And my wife picked out all the colors. She picked out the granite. She picked out, you know, the cabinet colors, what kind of cabinets she wanted. And so I said, "Oh, do you get the prefab cabinets to come in here and do you have them made and printed?" I said, "No, we build everything on site." So, but after 5.5-6 weeks, it's done. And it's absolutely gorgeous.
5.5 or 6 weeks, was that because you were working on it as, on a part-time basis?
Well, no. There was just some things we ran into. The wall was one thing. You know, my guys said that we wouldn't have to put anything up there, and I said, "Oh, yes, you are," and I showed them why. They thought we were going to be able to run cabinets in a different way, and I said, "No, you're not." You know, so sometimes they think they know more than I do. You know, and I may sit back and I may let them think that, but I when it comes down to it, if I see something that needs to be done, it's going to be done the way I want it.
Oh, well, it's your company.
That's right.
You work for me.
But that's one of the hard things about being the boss, too, and you have a high brow on what you expect, is delegating your power and authority to some folks. And you know once it's done, you're going to have to go back in and say, "That's not exactly what I wanted," because I'm that way with anything. I know I'm going to do it the way I want it, and it'd be very difficult for me to trust that somebody else would know exactly, even if they could read my mind. Because I'm, my parents will even say, "You're very exacting the way you like things." And I know Mr. Clark is too. So excellence is something that is kind of in you. You know, you want it done right.
It is. And but there's also, when you're talking to like somebody who works for you that's doing a project and you want it done a certain different way than what they were thinking, there's also a way to present that to them where they won't be offended and they'll understand the whole logic between your wanting and their doing. And if it's presented properly, they'll be happy to go on and do what you said to do.
Well, I bring them into a lot of things. You know, wanting their input, but when it comes down to it, the final input is going to be mine.
Well, when you have Ellie and Mason, are these grandchildren, they are watching you on TV, Grandpa. Or either that's, is that you, buddy, or is that?
No, Ellie and Mason, no, that wouldn't be me.
No, that's just two of my grandchildren.
Yeah, I figured they were, so yeah.
Well, let's wave to them. Hey!
They wanted to say hello to you, Grandpa.
And we want to say
thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have. It's great to know somebody's watching you.
That's right. It sure is.
I bet they could tell you some stories about Grandpa and how he likes things to be done, too.
Yeah.
He likes it this way.
And you know, them seeing him on TV is probably like a normal thing, whereas 20 years ago, how many times have you been on TV 20 years ago?
Zero.
There you go. Well, you're here now, baby. And you're on the statewide, all over the television. We're just streaming all over the place. All right. But you do everything from kitchen remodeling to you do an awful lot of bathroom remodeling as well.
We do. We also do bathrooms. And it just kind of runs in a gamut. You know, sometimes I do a lot of bathrooms and it's drops off the kitchens, and then there's a mixture. We also do, like, coming up in the next couple weeks, we have one that's mainly all outside work. Soffit and fascia board, you know, guttering, do a little roof repair. And most of it's going to be on the outside. But because of roof repair, we have some things that have to be done on the inside. But then also we have another one where it's just we've got to do a lot of cleaning on the siding and columns and things, and rebuild a couple of columns and do some repairs on Saturday, and then prime and paint it all.
Yeah, and that's a lot bigger job than what people realize.
And, a little part of that is we have to redo the dryer vent going outside.
Yeah, for sure.
Just small things, large things.
Can you stick with us for a little bit?
I'd love to.
Take a short break. Listen to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. My guest, Jerry Clark, Clark Remodeling and Repair. Short break. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
I'm gonna buy me a jug of wine. First, I'm gonna stop at the whiskey store. I'm gonna buy me a jug of wine. I'm gonna hit the highway. They call Highway 49.
Feel the breeze and grab the green this month at Pearl River Resort. Experience the frenzy during Breezy Bucks, where you have the chance to win a share of $200,000. Don't miss your chance every Friday and Saturday from 7 to 11 p.m. And hold on tight, because a multiplier bill could send your winnings flying even higher. The luck is blowing strong at Silver Star and Golden Moon Casinos. Are you ready to catch it? Must be 21 or over to play.
No matter where you go, Super Talk Mississippi is there. With FM signals all over the state, you can hear Super Talk Mississippi from the Delta to the Red Clay Hills of Meridian and from Oxford to Biloxi. And when you're out of the state, you can always get the latest Mississippi news and talk online at supertalk.fm. And on your smart device with the Super Talk app, you're proud to call Mississippi home, and we're proud to cover your state like no one else. Thanks for listening to Super Talk Mississippi.
I like my...
Lord, I think I'll go back over yonder, baby. Way back over yonder across the hill.
Sister Will.
Her sister Will.
We're trying to indoctrinate your grandchildren into some Jimi Hendrix. So they'll understand.
That is the old black. If you're ever curious, that's when they, at the very beginning, this English gentleman comes out with this extremely English voice, like he just had tea and crumpets. He says, I want to introduce you to the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and they call it electric church music. And this is like 1960-something. Everybody's like, what am I about to hear, electric church music? Then he comes out and tunes for about 2 minutes and goes, all right, baby, I'm ready to go. And, I mean, just tears it up. You're like, what in the world?
Well, Mason and Ellie, that's Jimi Hendrix. All right.
There you go.
Talking to Jerry Clark, back to him again. And we're left talking about bath remodeling. It seems like... there's an awful lot of people that want to do bath remodeling for you. And there's a lot of people that are advertising a lot on social media and on television and just all over the place. But it's a really good plan for you to get a really good idea of what things are going to be like when they're finished. Is that what you want? Are you looking for a good piece of construction that's actually going to add value to your house, or do you want to just make a quick change and get in and out quick? And that's kind of, a lot of companies want to get in and out quick and just do it. They call it a bath remodeling, but to me, all is just a matter of putting up a couple walls and putting up a close to a flimsy door.
Or doing an overlay.
Yeah, or doing an overlay, which... to me, it's just not the same as doing a good bath remodeling. A good bath remodeling is going all the way down and making sure that you don't use like green board and use fiber cement, hardy. It's called water density hardy plank or something like that, hardy board. Just make sure that everything all the way through is all quality. And when you're done with that bath remodeling, it looks like it's really, it's got value.
Correct. Yeah, I think I just mentioned to you off the air, but we finished the job, bath remodel, and I was talking to a customer yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he said, you know, he's telling me about, you know, that they wanted to talk to several people before they started, and I was like number five or something like that that, you know, they talk with, but there was one, he said, that came in, and the guy gave him good spiel, and he said, well, how long do you think this is going to take? He said, oh, we'll be done in 2 days. He said, 2 days? He said, you sure that you could do what we want in 2 days? And he said, oh, yeah. And he said, well, we're still interviewing. We'll call you back.
yeah, just sit by the phone and wait. It probably won't ring.
He knew it was going to take more than 2 days.
Yeah.
So,
but he had enough education in that situation to understand where some people just really get roped in by that situation.
Right.
And it's a shame because all of a sudden they end up spending just about the same as they would spend on a good bath remodeling, because those things aren't cheap. To get a quickie done is not that inexpensive. It's not like you're going to save a whole bunch of money by doing that.
Yeah, and what you're going to do is, I think after a very short time, you're going to realize what you got with hard-earned money that you put out. And if that's what you want, then that's what you want.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they say, oh, you're going to be your bathroom be tied up for several weeks, and
sure,
it will be at least usually 2 weeks. It just depends on what all you're going to have done.
Right.
But this work takes time.
Sure.
And if you're going to do it right,
have you dealt at all with like an older home? Most bathrooms were just regular function rooms, and that's all they were. They were very tight function rooms, maybe 5 foot wide and 8 foot deep, with a tub and a toilet and a sink, and you know,
that was it.
And you had enough room to walk in there, period. And a lot of people nowadays want more space than that. Have you run into that before, and how would you handle that?
Run into it a lot, and sometimes you can. It can be easily done. Sometimes it can't.
Yeah.
But when you're in a situation like that, you're looking at probably moving at least one wall.
Right. Sure.
If not more. You're going to have to.
Yeah.
But in doing that, it's just going to take some planning to be able to do it. And you have to talk to the customer, get their input on if we can do this, we can do this, this, or this, but it's going to affect this, this, or this. And it's going to be up to the customer what they want to do.
Right. There, I've seen situations where, let's just say, an elderly couple has already had their children grown up and left, and they have a bedroom at each side of their little bath that is 5 foot wide, and they're trying to make it bigger. So they will actually take wall space and closet space from the bedroom on one side and make that bedroom actually smaller, and turning that bedroom into an office. And they still have plenty of bedrooms around anyway, but they have a much bigger bathroom and a much more space to actually to enjoy.
They do.
And that's what bathrooms are supposed to be now. It's a place of relaxing and taking it easy, getting away from technology.
And, you know, and also I probably said this before too, but in not those small areas, but if somebody, you go into a home now and they have you know, these 6 foot whirlpool tubs,
sure,
and they say, I want to do something about getting a walk-in shower, I say, okay, well, look, how often do you use this bathtub?
Yeah.
You know, they have a small stall for a shower and they want to pull the insert out and put a tile and shower in there. I say, okay, but how often do you use your tub? They said, well, I think I used it once when we first moved in.
Yeah, right.
You know, this has been 20, 25 years ago.
Sure.
So, and I'll tell them what we do. A lot of what we do is that we take that tub out and actually build a 5-6 foot walk-in shower in that space. And then the old shower insert area, we turn into a linen closet, or, you know, it could be just about anything else that they want.
Because a lot of people just are not using these whirlpool tubs much anymore.
You don't know how many I've taken to the dump.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them out there because they used to be put in almost every home.
All right, and every house that was built back in, what, the early 2000s, yeah. Maybe back into the 90s?
Yeah.
And even till now.
Even now there's some. That's correct. Yeah, there is some that are. But I've seen some smaller ones now that's almost a little bigger than a regular size tub, not quite as big as the bigger ones.
Right.
They're in the newer homes with still a big walk-in shower because they're building bathrooms in newer homes bigger today than they were years ago.
That's where everybody wants. They spend time is in the bathroom and in the kitchen.
That's
where they want.
That's where it'd be happening.
Yes, that's the areas that they want to have nice for themselves.
For sure. Well, Jerry, let's get some phone numbers out, or phone number and website. How do we get in touch with you?
Only really one phone number, and that's 601-214-9463. 601-214-9463.
That's Clark Remodeling and Repair. Give them a call. You'll be happy you did. They're a great company.
And I'm glad that Ellie and Mason got to see me on TV.
All right. You guys have a good day, and you have a good day too, Jerry.
Thanks,
good talking to you. All right. Buddy Slork right here at Super Talk Mississippi at the Build Mississippi Studios. Music segment coming up. Also, got some national news from Fox News coming your way. So don't you go away. Also, some local news. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Planning a home improvement project? Don't let your dream renovation become a nightmare. Before you hire any contractor, remember these three essential steps. Ask to see their current state license, check their insurance coverage, and always get at least three written estimates. Visit msboc.us to verify credentials and review complaints. Your home deserves a licensed professional because when it comes to construction, cutting corners could cost you everything. Call the Mississippi State Board of Contractors or go to msboc.us to learn more. A message from the Mississippi State Board of Contractors.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today.
Hi, I'm Josh Quick.
iElementWealth.com.
Anybody home?
Dude, you gotta hear this.
What is it?
This true force has never been fully understood.
Say, what is this?
It boils down to two simple words.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
New England clam chowder.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's keep rocking and rolling.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's rock and roll, brother, and we're rocking tonight.
Let me hear it.
Yeah, welcome back to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show here at Super Talk Mississippi. My name is Buddy Handyman here at the Build Mississippi Studios. Great organization, by the way, Build Mississippi. Tell you a little more about that a little bit later. But this is the music segment, and I thought it'd be only appropriate to start with a Super Tramp this week because Ray Davey. I'm sorry, not Ray. Rick Davies, the co-founder of Supertramp, he and his co-founder was Roger Hodgson. Hodgson. They started Supertramp in 1970, and their first two albums weren't very successful. They didn't sell very well at all. But by 1979, they had some pretty worldwide success and were doing quite well. And were doing particularly well at Canada and Australia and in Europe. And quite well, doing better actually in Canada than they were in the United States. Even though in the United States they were doing very, very well. Now, my belief is that... The Supertramp, I always liked them. They always had very good songs, but they never seemed to have go to the edge. And that, I think, is why they weren't quite as large in America as they were in a lot of other countries, because they didn't quite go to the edge. Now, I'm not saying they weren't good. They were very, very, very good. And I like Supertramp. I like them a lot. A lot of great songs. after one of the shows in Norway, they got in a screaming fight with one another and had a chair fight and really injured one another and got to the point where, well, we've been on the road long enough, we better take a little break. And they took a little time off and said, we better relax a little bit and just take it easy. But at any rate, Supertramp, great group, not playing much anymore. Let's listen to the Logical song, the great the Supertramp.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily, oh, joyfully, oh, playfully, watching me. But then they sent me
Supertramp. I don't know. Whoever picked out that album cover for that picture that we have up on the television right now, that might be the reason, one of the reasons why they weren't so big in America.
Yeah. Great. That's why I threw that one up there. That was the one. It was like 80 of them of the same thing. I'm like, they really liked that album.
Yeah, that's strange. Well, each to their own. Supertramp, great group, though. They really were. All right. Moving ahead with a group called Cage the Elephant. And a song is called Social Clues. But Cage the Elephant is a rock band formed in 2006 in Kentucky. And then they moved to London in about 2008. Well, they were known at first as a group called Perfect Confusion, and they were playing one night, and a disabled person came up to them and said, "You guys," and he kept repeating this over and over and over again. He kept repeating, "You guys have really caged the elephant. You guys have really caged the elephant. You guys have." And I said, "You know what? That's a darn good name, and we're going to use that." So from then on, they started with many tours. They toured with many great people and many festivals, played worldwide all over the place. Still very, very popular. Cage the Elephant, Social Clues. Let's give them a listen.
So People always say he's crazy because he wants to hide in the back room. Well, Casey Elephant, good group. I like listening. They're really good. Well, I've been listening to this next guy for years and years and years. Warren Zevon. A song called Lawyers, Guns, and Money was one of his bigger hits. He had a number of major hits, including Werewolf of London, which was his biggest, probably his biggest hit ever. But Lawyers, Guns, and Money was also pretty big, and a whole bunch of songs. Born in Chicago, was moved to Fresno, California when he was 13, and his father, Stumpy Zevon, worked for Mickey Cohen. A mobster in L.A., and he was a bookie and did all kinds of things for Mickey Cohen, helped Mickey Cohen just kind of be the mobster that he was. So, but Warren didn't get into that, fortunately, we're glad to say, and he got into his music big time. And he was in his early years, he played keyboard, and he played for the Everly Brothers. He was a band leader for the Everly Brothers. He played keyboard for the Everly Brothers. And in 1976, he gained just national popularity with an album that was produced by Jackson Browne and Waddy Wattle. They just produced an album that, I mean, the album is tremendous. Warren Zevon is a great artist, has a wonderful sense of humor that's just kind of hard to see sometimes, but it's there. He has that sense of humor that's always there. So let us listen to Lawyers, Guns, and Money, Warren Zevon. I love production, man. That song is so full of great production, where it begins kind of adds all the time going on towards the end. It always adds to the end and makes it a lot stronger than what it would be anyway. All right, next artist, Anthony Gomes. Well, Anthony is from Canada. He's a blues guitarist. He now lives in St. Louis, Missouri. He's a blues guitarist and a vocalist, and he has done 14 albums. But he's touring right now in Poland and Switzerland and England and Germany. And he'll be back into America I think that the closest he's coming here is in Nashville. He's going to be in Nashville on
13th of November. And so that's as close as he's coming here. But great, great artist. Love listening to Anthony Gomes, Hell and Half of Georgia. Let's give a listen to that song. Going to take this thing home with a guy named Eric Johansson. He lives in NOLA, but he's from Alexandria originally. He moved to NOLA. He loved the music down there, but he had to move out after Katrina. He went to New Zealand, came back after about 2 or 3 years because he loves New Orleans, and he's still in New Orleans. Great artist, many albums out. Great to hear Eric Johansson do the things that he does. And he's got a lot of concerts coming up, mostly a lot of in Florida going on. And then he's going to Europe after that. And then he'll be back in NOLA. And he just loves the NOLA music and loves the NOLA music scene. And I don't know if you're familiar with the music scene in New Orleans or not. You probably are, being as close as we are to it, because it has such an effect on just the appeal of music around here, so deeply rooted in gospel and blues.
Jazz.
And that's all coming out of New Orleans.
That's the fusion of it all.
That's just, wow. And that's a lot of good things that are happening. So let's listen to Eric Johansson.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Super Talk Podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi news. All the time. On air and online. At supertalk.fm.
This is professional ballplayer and former Mississippi State Bulldog, Jake Mangum. Mississippi is my home. I've been all over the state and seen just about all there is to see. As a native, joining Farm Bureau was a no-brainer. They're there when I need them, with competitive rates and exceptional customer service. If you aren't already on the team, it's time to join Farm Bureau. Visit favrates.com for great rates on home and auto insurance. Or find a local agent at msfbins.com. Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
The best made to order.
When they play their music, that hard rock music, they thank it with a lot of flash. But it's still that same old backbeat rhythm that really, really kicks them in the. They say the harder rock and roll is still beating. And from what I've seen, I believe them. Now the young one may be better leader. But the harder rock and roll, harder rock and roll is still beating.
Yeah, Lewis, they can knock it out, baby. Hey, the pictures on our TV screen look like a picture of me, and looks like there's an alien right next to me. Well, folks, that's not an alien. That's somebody who actually learned his trade at Build Mississippi.
He's making bank.
And he's making big bank. Being a welder, I mean... Wow, and you can weld some like on heavy equipment like he's doing, and that's what they teach you at Build Mississippi, and how you can get involved in that kind of career pretty quickly, pretty easily, and very inexpensively. And Build Mississippi is so in favor of making this a better place to be by improving the quality workmanship of the people involved and training them and getting them in the apprenticeship of their desired work, whatever it may be. And it's important that we have something we can focus on that we enjoy doing. And that's what Build Mississippi is doing. And there's some people that just say, well, I really am not sure what field I want to go into. Well, go through Build Mississippi and do just maybe check out what they offer and what they have and the things you can get involved with, whether it be construction or HVAC work or electrical work or welding. Hey, Build Mississippi is a great organization. They have great training locations, and you can get in touch with them by phone, or you can just go to buildmississippi.com, and you talk to them and see what. When you go to buildmississippi.com, so much information pulls up that you can actually do a look at it and do an understanding of what they have to offer as far as company is concerned. Mississippi is a great organization. Proud to have sponsors of this here program. Hey, moving ahead. Let's talk a little bit about lumber and wood. And just, I'm a wood freak, so let's just talk a little bit about wood. Well, a mature, like hardwood tree, can average about 1,000 board feet of lumber. What? Yes. But a board foot of lumber is actually, it's a full one inch thick, and a full 12 inches wide, and a full 12 inches long. It's actually a board foot of lumber. Now, that is also, when it's sold to us as customers, it's been shaved down to where it only measures 5/8 of an inch thick by about 11.5 inches wide, and maybe 12 inches long. That's called a square foot, some loosely called a square foot, but that's what it is. But a board foot, you know what a board foot is now. But at any rate, it really depends a lot on determining the height of a tree, or for instance, like a pine tree. Well, it doesn't get as tall or as big or round as a lot of hardwood trees do, but a pine tree let's say 80 foot tall and 20 foot wide pine tree only will reap about 750 board feet, and there's a lot smaller than that. But a 2,000 square foot house uses about, I would say about
22 trees or so to build a house. It's like 1,600 board feet to build a house. So it takes about 22 trees to build a house. And that's an average, but that's a lot of darn trees when you start talking about it. Houses, you look at all the houses in a subdivision and multiply that times 22. Man, you're going to come up with a bunch of woods, but we're surrounded with a bunch of woods, and it's good that we are. And we live in a great state because of that. We really do. Well, when lumber was first being brought to the job site years and years ago, long before Moffitts and forklifts were being added to trucks, lumber was always stacked on a truck in the ore in which the builder is going to use it, so that when it landed on the job site and it was taken apart, it would come apart with the very top would be like the shoes and the plates and the studs and maybe the beams, all the things that are going to be needed first by the framer. And from then on, the yard foreman would actually understand how a house is going to be built, and that's how he would build his lumber loads. Well, that's not as important today because of the use of forklifts and Moffitts on trucks that can deliver things and bring them around just about to any place on a site that you need them and do a very good job in doing that. But much different than what they used to be years ago. Today, there's even computer programs today that will actually pre-cut and pre-label lumber so that when it comes to the job site, that the builder doesn't have any waste, lumber waste, to burn or to bury like they usually do. But all of the waste is left where the lumber is cut to size in the factory when it's made, and it's recycled and used again as something else, as computer chip or MDF board or something like that. But at any rate, with the computer program, they can cut your rafters, they can cut everything to a perfect size. And all they do is they have the dimensions from the house, and each house, of course, is going to be different than the one next to it, because there's very few that are the same all the way through. I mean, some maybe look the same, but they may be left-sided and the other one be right-sided. So that's going to take a little bit of different construction. Well, computer figures all that out. They're very useful. So technology really has taken a big bite in the lumber industry and is going to really continue to grow in the lumber industry every day. I mean, it's everything from... We used to take orders on pencil and paper, and nowadays, and then calculate everything with a calculator, and nowadays it's done on a computer, point-of-sale computer, boom, done already. All right. Well, a lot of young people grew up not ever having to work around the house or how to maintain or even mow the yard. And then they grew up and became adults and became parents and became homeowners. And then went, uh-oh, time for me to start learning some stuff. And it is time for them to start learning some stuff. Now, certainly there is a lot of professionals out there who will do that work for you and do everything for you, but really, that's not the way we should take care of our homes. We should be aware of what's going on in our homes, and we do that by, I guess it's a slow learning process. And we go around, just walk around the house, just looking at the house. Maybe the first few times, we don't see a whole lot. But maybe the second and third time around, we'll start to see more and more and more of what may need doing at that point of time. Maybe there's some paint peeling. Maybe there's some caulking that needs replacing. Maybe the brick has got a little cracking and separating. You know, as we become more aware of the house that we live in and how it's built and what it's built on and how it's structured and how to take care of it, the better off we are. And that's what, there's so much information available for almost anything we want to do. Let me find this quote. I have a quote that Vincent van Gogh said one time. His quote, quite simply, "You can't paint, ? By painting, you can turn can't into can." Very simply, what he's saying is, you can't do anything until you decide that you can. And when you decide that you can, then you can do just about anything. And once you make the decision that I can do this, then you have to figure out how to do this. And again, the computer is full of information on how to do this. There's plenty of shows like this on the radio or on television or on just all the social media platforms that will show you exactly how something is done. YouTube is full of great videos on telling you how to do just about anything, particularly work around the house. So, but learning do-it-yourself, they become do-it-yourselfers and they learn by doing things. And they also learn by making mistakes. Don't let a mistake stop your learning process. Mistake is a learning process. You learn from it. You learn how not to do things that way. So, you know, that's important that you understand mistakes are a learning process, and that's something that almost everybody should be aware of. Hey, become a do-it-yourselfer. It'll be advantageous to you. Even if you can afford to have your lawn mowed and you can afford to have your house taken care of, still, you need to be aware of it very well. You need to be aware when the gutters are overflowing or when, you know, all those things that are going on. You need to take care of them. Maybe your dryer vent kit needs cleaning out, all that. You know, of course you can get it done, but you need to be aware of it going bad for you to get it done. That's, you know, like changing your filters and your air conditioner. We talk about that a lot. But if you're not aware of it, that it needs to be done, you're not going to do it. And your filter's going to get clogged, and your air conditioner's not going to work the way it should work and not give you the efficiency that it should be giving you. You'll be happy that you did learn how to do just that. So, learn, just learn. It's always, and you never get too old to stop learning. I mean, I learn something on almost a daily basis. I'll learn something new and go, wow, that's just great information to have on board and to know that's part of my life now. And it will be, because somehow we store this stuff and we don't know where it goes or how. What's our subconscious? Where is it all? Where is it hidden? And yet, when we go looking for it, and we go looking for it and try to practically apply it somewhere, a vision will come back to us as to how to get that done. So learning is a good process, and it's something that I don't think we keep in the front of our mind thinking all the time, but it's always going to be there, and it's always useful to have. And it's something that we should know about. All right. Well, I was driving to work this morning, and lo and behold, there's this very expensive fiberglass ladder on the side of the road, all cracked and broken, just torn to pieces. I'm going, my word, that's a $400 or $500 ladder somebody just threw on the side of the road and just let it get jammed up. Well, I always talk about how dangerous ladders are. Well, this past week, a friend of mine fell off their stepladder. Well, that was bad enough. But they had a chainsaw in their hand at the same time. Fortunately, they did not get hurt. And I think there are plenty of... What they were trying to do is... raise the umbrella of their branches on the trees up a little higher so that they'd have more room of daylight coming into their home and remove some of the branches that were hanging down low. Well, they make a pole saw that does just exactly that, and it has a little chainsaw on the end. And a pole saw works very well in cleaning things up. And don't stand on a ladder with a chainsaw and try to do the same, because that's dangerous work. That's dangerous work. There are people who do take chainsaws up on ladders. Professional tree removers and tree trimmers will do that type of work. But it's also dangerous for them to do that type of work. They use harnesses and all kinds of safety equipment to help them. But talk about trying to get insurance for them, or try to get, you know, if they can get insurance, it's just incredibly expensive, because that's a dangerous, dangerous situation, be up on a ladder with a chainsaw. Ladders,
have their share of danger. The most dangerous part of my stepladders is I have two stepladders in the garage on hooks on pegboard, and somehow or other they're aluminum treads, and on the bottom of the aluminum underside, I'll get wasp's nests under there, and that's the biggest problem I have with my ladders at all.
They're always in there, and in the old metal ones that have the holes and the foot, and they're in there. I guarantee you.
And I had an extension ladder like that with a round metal steps, and been up on it before I realized to look through the holes. And ants start coming out.
Buddy, I'll take them, and I drop that thing on the ground as hard as I can and walk away for a minute before I use them.
Because heaven knows what's coming out of there.
You never know. I mean, there's no telling.
Anything can come out of that. But yeah, that's storing a ladder is also it can be hazardous because of that, because of wasps or ants or snakes or who knows.
Get you some great stuff if you have those, and fill those holes with great stuff.
Really, that's a very good idea. That's a very good idea. All right, Lance gave us a great suggestion there. We appreciate his handyman expertise.
I'm telling you,
expertise.
Deer camps taught me a lot. You don't leave ladders for 6 months and then go use them.
No, check them out long before you use them. Clean them really well. Take a short break. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. Take a short break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Build Mississippi Studios. Don't go away.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm.
Thinking about that big home project? In Mississippi, the law requires a licensed contractor for residential projects, including new home construction over $50,000, home remodeling or improvements, including roofing over $10,000. All subcontractors performing residential, electrical, plumbing, or HVAC work on new home construction projects over $50,000 or home improvement projects over $10,000. Don't risk your investment. Visit msboc.us to verify a contractor's license today. A message from the Mississippi.
It all comes down.
Well, when I was talking about Supertramp earlier, and I was talking about didn't quite have the edge, well,
he figured it out.
He had the edge. Believe me, the edge was there.
He had the eyes, too, to go along with it.
Yeah, really.
Ted's the man.
Great, great artist. All right. Well, our loss. Hey, caulking. Great, great product. It's available all when you go to a caulking aisle, I mean, it's endless. The selection is just like... It can be confusing, but it should be known that a lot of this caulking is available also in like a toothpaste type tube. It's a little more expensive that way, but a lot of people don't have a caulking gun and really aren't very good at using them. The good news is the more you use a caulking gun, the better you get at it and the more you begin to understand how it works. And you too can use a caulking gun correctly and use it more and more to tighten up your home, to keep your home tight. And there's plenty of caulking that is, all caulking is different.
Some is paintable. A lot of silicone is not paintable. A lot of silicone caulking is not paintable. And a lot of people are under the impression that because it's silicone and expensive, it's probably the best way to go and caulk something. Not necessarily true. I like to use acrylic latex caulking outside because, one, it's paintable, and two, it's very durable. It's got a 35-year like shelf life, so it's very durable, and it can withstand the elements very well. It's elastic and a little bit stretching and bending a little bit, and it's a good product. Now, silicone is a great product and used to like hold glass together, or you know, silicone has its use definitely in society, but I don't think it's really an all-purpose type caulking that should be used everywhere. But a lot of, again, the reason I say this is, like, caulking, they make a great, so many different type of caulking mastic nowadays. Caulking is actually like caulking glue that works so very, very well. And they make it in handyman type of stuff, or just wallboard type stuff. They make it for decking. They make an outside caulking that can be used actually in the rain and still work properly. So there's a look. Yeah, every bit of caulking is the caulking that actually fills concrete and will seal concrete from in the expansion joints. Do a great job in that and look like it belongs. It's also self-leveling, where it can level itself. But most all of this caulking is available in like a toothpaste tube container. I have some at home that I use quite a bit as kind of an all-purpose glue. It's called F26. But basically what it is, it's a caulking tube of mastic that they sell in actually a toothpaste type situation, toothpaste tube type situation. And I use it a lot. It works very well. The hardest part, of course, is once you use it, you've got to clean the tips out very, very well, because once it dries hard in the tips, it gets difficult to get it out again. It really is difficult to get it out. So every time you use it, you need to clean it really well and do the best job you can. But that's the best way to do it. Now, a lot of people have oil stains on their driveway. And or where they park their automobile, their vehicle, is an oil stain, and they need to get rid of it. And they will say, "What can I do?" Well, there's a lot of ways to deal with oil stains on driveways, and they do make a sweep which actually works pretty well in absorbing all that. A lot of garages use it, and they put it on the floor, and it absorbs all the oil, and you sweep it right up, and that works pretty well. But if you don't have any of that, you can use like a baking soda and let it sit on there for a while and absorb the oil, and then the second application would be the baking soda, and then add some vinegar to it, and the vinegar will actually boil into the concrete and take the baking soda with it and absorb oil as well, and that'll work pretty well. And then what you would do when this whole thing dries out, there may be a little stain left on there. There may not be much oil or grease left on them. There may be a stain left on there. Well, how do you get rid of that stain? Well, you just sprinkle a little concrete on it, a little powdered concrete, dry concrete on it, and just kind of dampen it down with a hose, and then sweep it in. And that works pretty well in getting rid of stains. And sometimes you have to let that dry and then do it again. Sweep it in and let that dry, and then when it dries, once you sweep it thoroughly, it's clean. It looks like it belongs, and this looks like you want your driveway to be and your garage to be. I know a lot of people want to paint the floor of their garage, but I always recommend that a professional do that, because they have the equipment to do it properly, whereas most people don't have the equipment to do it properly. And I know there's a lot of great kits out there that want to make you believe that you can paint your driveway, your garage floor as well, and it'll hold and stick very well. But just is not as good as a professional coming in with a diamond etching machine and etching the floor and getting it totally ready and totally prepared for the epoxy finish that goes on that floor and works very well. Now, the finish that you would put on there, whether you do it yourself or have a professional do it, is about the same. But the preparation work to get prepared to put that finish down, that's the difference. That's what really, that's what makes the cake. That's what makes it work like it should work, by doing the preparation work properly, as with any painting project. And you've heard me say that all the time. Any painting project you're doing, don't try to paint over decayed wood. It won't last. Or don't try to work on something that needs repair. Repair it first. Or peeling paint, hey, if it's down to raw wood, it needs to be primed, and then you need to feather the edges and make it look like it belongs, and then just paint over it at that point in time. And you'll be happy at that by doing all of that and getting ready for your paint on that project. It'll do a whole lot better in doing that type of work. But there's a lot of things we can do around the house to make it a better place to live. And I know a lot of people are suffering with what's called seal failure on window glass, and that's where windows get foggy. We even have some of that in this building, foggy glass on windows, seal failure. And it is a matter of the aluminum seal, or sometimes it's a flex seal that goes around the inside layer of two pieces of glass that actually seal the glass together. And sometimes the adhesive that holds that glass to that separator actually has a little pinhole in it. It will allow some air inside, and it'll carry some moisture inside, and the moisture in there will get in and fog up your windows. There's really not a cure for that. There's people who have tried, but it just doesn't work. It's better to replace the glass. Hey, you're listening to the Rock and Roll Handyman Show. We do it each and every Saturday. We kick it off at about 10 o'clock in the morning, running right up until 12. We talk about taking care of your home and all the things that go along with that, along with the music segment. And we want to thank you, Lance, for being here today and helping us out with things. Thanks, Hawk.
He's fired up. I mean, now he's worn out.
All right. Well, good for him. I hope he enjoys his day. And I hope you enjoy your day, too. Good luck to you. And hey, I'll be watching State. You can count on it. Take care. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
We're on our way to Boston to get some clam chowder. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Super Talk Mississippi. Every afternoon at 5, join Sports Talk Mississippi for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford and your local Mississippi Ford dealer. Speaking of Ford, how do you earn a tradition of leadership? You put in the work with outstanding towing and hauling. Innovate with smart features like mobile generator and dominate the game 48 years straight. That's Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks. A legacy of excellence only at your local Mississippi Ford dealers.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. Do you have an old, outdated website or just a Facebook page and still not bringing in customers? Targeted digital advertising from STMM Digital's highly trained and trusted staff is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601-991-2305 or go to stmmdigital.com to get started today.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving Amigo, till my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Call Ridgeland Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year winner John Dorsett, 601-790-2600.
In Mississippi, with our ever-changing weather, termites and household pests can disrupt your family life and take a toll on your home. Family Termite understands that these economic times are hard on everybody. To help you and your family out, we're offering flexible payment plans. Call Family Termite and let us help protect your home. 601-933-1014. 601-933-1014. Or reach us at www.family-termite.com.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.